Chapter 3. True happiness is God's will for you. True happiness is God's will for you. God is a good and loving God and only wants good for you. Now that you understand the basis of your faith in God and your right to be His child, you must begin to know what God is like so that you can develop an intimate relationship with Him. Knowing what God is like will allow you to actually get to know Him in a very personal way. Being a Christian is not about religion, but rather relationship, a close relationship with your Creator through Jesus Christ, His Son. This chapter will help you know what God is really like, not what the world, the devil, and religion tell us He is like. As the Spirit of God reveals Him to you, your love and trust for Him will grow stronger, and you will experience His blessings and presence in your life each day. Knowing God personally will then lead you to knowing His perfect will and plan and purpose for your life. True happiness is God's will for you. Living by the truth will become exciting to you and bring you many blessings from God, along with true happiness every day of your life. You have already received the greatest blessing, the truth that you now have a living relationship with God, your Creator, through His Son, Jesus Christ. You will never be punished for your sins, but rather will spend all eternity in heaven with Jesus. You are now an entirely new creature because of your relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You will spend the rest of your life and all eternity discovering what this actually means to you. When He saved you, God did something for you that cannot be described with mere words and cannot be comprehended or understood all at once. You are a babe in Christ, having just been born again, but you will grow every day as you feed on God's Word. The Holy Spirit, who now lives in you, will reveal God's Word to you. He will teach you and guide you into all truth, and you will begin discovering and exploring everything that God has done for you. For example, God's Word teaches you that you are now God's child, and therefore you are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. This means that the Creator of the universe is your Heavenly Father, and that everything He has also belongs to you. You are no longer the person you used to be. The old is gone. The new has come, and it is all from God. You may think that you are not worthy, or that you don't deserve all this, but you cannot think in the old way about yourself any longer. You must realize that you are valuable to God. Your worth is based on the price that He paid to buy you back from Satan's slave market of sin. You are valuable to God. He created you and has a plan and purpose for your life that fits into His big love plan for the entire human race. He proved that you are valuable to Him by paying such a great price to redeem you. He paid with the life and the shed blood of His one and only Son. He punished the perfect Son of God in your place. He allowed Him, Jesus, to die for you and to bear your sins, sicknesses, and pains, so that you could be brought back to Him. That is love beyond our comprehension. Don't ever let the devil or anyone else look down on you as someone that is worthless or of little value. Your Creator has established your value, and that settles it forever. Whenever you begin to doubt your value or worth to God, just think of Jesus dying on a cross in your place, being beaten for your healing, and shedding His precious blood for your sins. God loves you with an everlasting love, and you are of infinite value and worth to Him. You are now His child forever. That's the truth. God's Word, the Bible, instructs us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Your new life with God is made possible by Jesus. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except by me." Jesus is the only way to God. You are now a follower of Jesus. Your entire life is all about Jesus. Your faith must be in Jesus. Jesus Christ is the express image of God. The Bible says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." You have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. You must identify with Jesus. Jesus came to this earth to seek and to save that which was lost, which was the entire human race, including you and I. The sinless, perfect life that Jesus lived here on earth was for us all. His victory over Satan was for us all. The beatings and punishment that He received in His body was for us all. His shed blood on the cross was for us all, as was His death, His burial, His descent into hell, His resurrection, His glorification, and His ascension into heaven. Jesus Christ had no reason to come to earth, except for us. He had nothing to prove, and no one to impress. He had no sins of His own to die for, and when He died on a cross, He gave His life. It was not taken from Him. His death was a voluntary act of divine love. We must identify ourselves totally with Jesus in order to understand and benefit from who He is and what He did on our behalf. One of the greatest truths that we can ponder is His substitution for us. In other words, when Jesus Christ was punished and died on that cross, you were punished and died on that cross. When Jesus Christ was buried, you were buried. When Jesus Christ went to hell, you went to hell. When Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you were raised from the dead. When Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, you ascended into heaven. Everything Jesus did was for you and me. Jesus did not come to be ministered to, but rather to minister and to give His life as a ransom for many. He said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own accord." When Jesus Christ died on the cross in your place, it was a deliberate act of love by the Father and the Son. Jesus Christ also came to earth to show God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe, to the world. Satan had deceived mankind as to what God was really like. His lies have portrayed God much differently than He really is, a loving Heavenly Father who wants only good for His children. People have been running away from God for centuries because of deception by our enemy and because of ignorance of what God is really like and how great His love is for us all. He demonstrated His character so clearly through His Son, Jesus, who not only is the way for us to return to God, but who also shows us how we, His children, should relate to our Heavenly Father in our everyday lives. As His children, we should no longer be afraid of God. He will never punish us because He punished Jesus in our place. We have not been appointed to suffer God's anger, but rather to receive salvation. As God's children, we should never run and hide from Him. We should run toward Him and draw near Him. The picture of God as your Heavenly Father should not come from how your earthly father has treated you. You must form your image of your Heavenly Father from the Bible, the written Word of God, and from Jesus, the living Word of God. You will then be able to relate to Him as you should, and be able to receive the benefits and the inheritance of being a child of God. Here are some precious words from the Bible. "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget His benefits. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. The Lord judges in favor of the oppressed and gives them their rights. The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry and full of constant love. He does not keep on rebuking. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is His love for those who honor Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our sins from us. As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor Him." Isn't this a beautiful image of our Heavenly Father? And this is only a glimpse into the love, goodness, grace, and mercy of God. This description of God was recorded many years before Jesus Christ was born, but now Jesus Himself is our best image of God. It is written in the Bible, The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. It is also written in the Bible, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus himself said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." God wants us to know exactly what he is like and what he has done for us so that we can have an intimate, personal relationship with him. Then we can be all that he created us to be, and we can enjoy our lives to the fullest here and now and for all eternity. Jesus also said, "I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." You are now a friend of Jesus Christ, and he wants you to know everything that he has learned from his heavenly Father. The Spirit of God, who now lives in you, will reveal the Father and the Son to you so that you can know him personally and intimately as you should. As it is written, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." From this portion of God's Word, we learn that we do not gain a personal knowledge of God with our natural or physical senses, but rather by revelation from the Holy Spirit of God. God wants us to know all the good things that he has prepared for us and freely given us. Yes, God wants us to know him and possess all his blessings. It is written, "He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" It is also written, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." And every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So we see that God always wants only good for us. Jesus Christ was beaten, suffered, and died in our place to deliver us from sin, sickness, disease, and pain, and from all the works of the devil. God now wants us to possess and experience all the good gifts and blessings that Jesus Christ faithfully purchased for us when he redeemed us from sin and its curse with his precious blood. You must be convinced that it is God's will for you to now prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. This is what the Bible clearly teaches and what Jesus Christ demonstrated to everyone when he walked and lived here on earth. The Bible tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Jesus healed the sick, made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. He cast out evil spirits, raised the dead, healed the leper, and made the lame to walk. He healed everyone who came to him in faith, no matter how serious their sickness or disease. He forgave the sins of everyone that put their trust in him. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, and he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus Christ is alive and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The miracles that he performed 2,000 years ago, he still does today. Jesus was always compassionate and responsive to the needs of all with whom he met. He even supernaturally provided food for thousands when it was needed. He loved and cared for people like no one ever has or ever will. That's just the way Jesus is. It is so important that we, as God's children, know what to expect from our Heavenly Father. His will for us is always good. It is written, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." God's will is described as good, pleasing, and perfect. Don't allow the devil or anyone else to tell you differently than what's in God's word. Your mind will be renewed as you fix your eyes on Jesus, who always did only good for everyone who trusted in Him. Jesus always did the will of His Father in heaven. So now you know that God's will is that you be blessed, truly happy in good health, prosperous in every way, forgiven and free from all the works of the devil. The reason you know is because God's Word says so, and Jesus demonstrated the will of God on earth. Now is a good time to recap the things you have learned in chapter 3 through the following prayer of thanksgiving to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being who you are and how you are, and that I can count on you to never change or never lie. I am so thankful that true happiness is your will for me, and that you always want only good for me, because that's just how you are. You are wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, who is guiding me into all truth and who is revealing Jesus to me along with all that you have prepared for me. Thank you, God, that you want me to know all about you and that you don't keep any secrets from me. Thank you, Jesus, that you consider me to be a friend of yours and therefore you share everything with me so that I can know you intimately and personally and so we can have a close relationship. I know that I am just a babe in Christ, but I expect to grow up to be strong in the Lord as I keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. I am excited about discovering all the good things you have in store for me as I live out my new life as a Christian each day. Thank you, Lord, that you are revealing to me how valuable I am to you. I will never let anyone tell me any differently. I am a child of God and have inherited all that is yours. All my needs are met by you. I have an abundance. I am prosperous and healthy, and my soul is always prospering. All of this is because of Jesus and my identification with Him. Your love is beyond anything I have ever dreamed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything you came to earth to accomplish was for me and others like me. You didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister and give yourself for me. Thanks for showing me the Father as you healed and saved and delivered people. Thank you that I can know that you will do the same for me. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.